I've confronted hundreds of men over two decades.
I have been in television for 24 years.
I just came to get something to eat.
And I have very seldom been at a loss for words.
Sir, I just came to get something to eat.
Men online looking for children to sexually assault.
What's the motive here? Explain it to me.
No, you're right. It's stupid.
It's an illegal thing.
Yeah, I know. I did a stupid thing.
Men from all walks of life. A doctor, a teacher, a clergyman.
You sent pornographic pictures through the mail. Okay, that's a federal offense right there.
You know I'm in trouble, and I know I'm in trouble.
I tried to get into their heads and understand why.
Each of you have tonight.
I want to know who you are.
I want to know a little bit more about you first.
Now you first?
Sure, go ahead. Let's see if any of this sounds familiar while you enjoy your pizza.
And ultimately, make sure they face justice.
You ask her if she's a virgin.
I ask everybody all kinds of stuff. It's just talk.
You ask her if she's horny.
What's wrong with that?
You ask if she does anal.
It's a question.
Who are they? Have they tried to prey on other children? And where are they now? These are the predators I've caught. I'm Chris Hansen. One of the comments I hear most frequently about the predators I've caught is that these guys are so stupid. How do they walk into this? How do they really think a 12, 13, 14, 15-year-old boy or girl is waiting for them in a house to have a liaison after a sexually charged online conversation? And I take issue with that, and here's why. And this episode is going to give you a prime example. These guys aren't stupid. They're smart, they're cunning. But even with that in the mix, they show up not because they're stupid. They show up because they can't control this obsession, this desire, this need to have sex with a child to fulfill this fantasy. That drive, that obsession, compulsion, I guess, in a way, explains why the predators I've caught override any intellectual concerns about walking into a sting, whether it's my team, law enforcement, or a combination of both, and come over anyway. It also explains why 19 years into doing these sorts of investigations, guys continue to show up. You know, I mentioned in our last episode that we recently did a sting operation in Ohio, and those episodes have now started to appear on my streaming crime network, True Blue. You'll be able to see the second one right now. Watch TrueBlue.com. We had guys from all walks of life, professionals, guys who drove up to 5 hours to meet a child. And a similar example lies in the case of a predator I caught in Georgia, James Klein. This was from our investigation in Harris County, Georgia, you may recall. Very professional on the part of law enforcement, as they all are, really. But this was the first time we had a task force of county and federal and state law enforcement, 2006. And James Klein surfaces online in a chat room with the screen name Hold You Closer 2003. Klein is married. He's 43 years old and has 3 children of his own, 11, 13, and 15. And now, he's chatting with our decoy, who identifies herself as being 15, same age as one of his children. The decoy's name is Natasha, but it's really Xavier Von Erk, the founder of Perverted Justice, posing as the 15-year-old girl. "Hi, Midnight. Nice profile. How are you tonight? Where in Georgia?" says Klein. "Hiya, I'm good, just bored and chatting. I'm in Southwest Georgia." "What's your ASL?" she says. 35, male, Atlanta. Again, what difference does it make in a predator's mind to shave off a few years to go from 43 to 35? It's still horrifyingly offensive, criminal, wrong on every level. "You?" he asks. 15, female, by Columbus. That's the city nearest our stinghouse. "Atlanta is a cool city," she says. "I've only been a couple times." "You look older than 15. Hold you closer, 2003 says. "You have a nice look about you." "Thanks, and I hope I don't look too old. I don't want to look 30 when I'm 20. LOL, he says. No. You look early 20s. "Oh, well, I'm 15. Hope that isn't a problem." Now, this would give him, James Klein, an out. "You know, you're right. 15 is too young. I've got a child your age. I shouldn't even be chatting with you. This would be the time to end it. To prevent himself from getting into deep trouble in the deep South." No. Why should that be a problem? Jeez. Doesn't take the opportunity. "I don't know. I had some guy message me earlier, and he was all, 'You a baby. Get out of chat.' So it's hard to say. Not me. Not my style. I feel age is just a number." Yeah, but he'll feel differently if someone contacts his child. "It's how you feel. It's how you carry yourself," Natasha says. "Yeah, I agree. Age is just a number. And color is just a shade." Now, this becomes relevant only because Natasha is a black 15-year-old girl. And she's testing the decoy for Xavier posing as a 15-year-old girl, more precisely, to see if that's an issue here in the South. It's not for Hold You Closer 2003. "Exactly. I've been colorblind most of life." "That's cool. You cool then. Some guys in here are jerks." "Yes, they are," he says. "Again, here comes the grooming. And I apologize to you on their behalf." And since they have no clue about how they are, so now he's going to apologize for all the other bad guys out there so he can be even worse and try to connect with a child for sex. Chat goes on for a while. "So where by Columbus are you?" "I have been down that way. My dad was stationed there at Fort Benning." "That's cool. I'm like 15 away from it. I don't give my real town right away because you never know with guys online. You know, they could be serial killers or something. This is a really small town. We're like some of the only black people in it." "Hold You Closer 2003 says, that's fine. I'm cool not knowing where you are. I mean, what are the chances that you and I would ever meet anyway?" Decoy says, "I don't know. Are they bad?" "I don't know," he says. "Guess I presumed you wouldn't be interested in meeting me. If you were nice and we talked more and we got along." Door opens a little further. "Well, I don't automatically think that you would want to meet me simply because of our age difference. Not all people view age as a number." Yeah, like the Harris County Sheriff's Department, as you're about to find out. And, well, there's me. "Oh, well, you do, and so do I. So who cares?" "True. What about your parents?" he wants to know. "My dad's in jail, and I didn't tell my mom about my ex, so who cares? LOL, he says. Tell me about your ex. Met him on vacay on the island. What island? Jamaica. Cool. Yeah. It was okay, but he was kind of a playa. How long has it been since you have been with him? He wants to know. Months. We broke up a while back. I'm over it now. Good, he says. Yeah, it's all good now. Glad to hear that. Okay, so now he knows that she's been with a guy who's older. The grooming continues. Oh, and I have a rule, he says. Don't stick your tongue out unless you plan on using it. Here we go. LOL, I ain't got nothing to use it on here. Well, when we meet, LOL, you'd like that, I bet, she says. I would. I love to kiss. That's cool. It's fun, she says. So what do you do to keep yourself busy? Not much, she says. Just do stuff on the pewter, meaning computer. Not much to do here. Then he says, you know what I could use right now? LOL, what? A massage, especially my shoulders and neck, he says. That's cool. I haven't done that. Well, I'd let you practice then. What a great guy. 43-year-old talking to a 15-year-old. Let us not forget. I would give you one as well. I'm fair about that. LOL. Can you imagine if this man walked in on his 15-year-old child and that child was having this conversation with another man? He would go crazy, yet it's okay in his mind for him to be having this conversation. And we'll get into that with him, or at least the detectives will, a little later in this episode. More talk about the fellow she was with in Jamaica. So he wasn't into pleasuring you? He just wanted you to pleasure him? Yeah. We just did reg, meaning regular. So you wouldn't go down on him unless he went down on you? And then you two just ended up doing regular? Natasha says, yeah. But you would have liked it if he took the lead and went down on you, he wants to know. Yeah, like I shouldn't have to say, do this, do that. I hear you, he says. See, I wouldn't want you to go down on me because you thought I would like it. I would want to go down on you because you enjoyed it. Let's give a little sex class, not oral sex, to a 15-year-old girl. Then he describes how it's going to go down. I can tell you one thing, he says. My tongue would be all over you. Your mouth, your nipples, down between your legs, too. LOL. Ooh, wow, Decoy says. And you would be pulling my head back up, saying, okay, baby, that's enough now. Natasha. LOL. I doubt I'd do that. He's hooked now. Then I would turn over and you would ride my face for a while, he says. LOL, you wouldn't let me do that. Now you playin'. I would, he says. I don't believe that, says the decoy. And just to make his point very clear, he says, I would play with your nipples while you rode my face. Wow, that sounds cool, she says. It's all about your pleasure. Yeah. That's cool to say, but I bet you wouldn't really do that. I bet you're wrong, he says. LOL. I bet I'm not. I know you are wrong. That's big talk, she says. I know where you're coming from, but I mean what I say. That's cool. I hope you do. And then the date is made. But he's concerned. How do I know this isn't some kind of sting operation? Klein wants to know. I've heard a lot about these kinds of things on the news. Like the cops and stuff, she asks. Yeah, man shows up and then he's escorted to the back seat of a car in cuffs. Again, smart enough to realize this is a possibility. Obsessed to the point of neglecting his inner thoughts about this and coming over anyway. LOL, she says, I haven't seen that. Is it like on Cops, the show? No, but I have heard stories in the news. News? Oh, weird, I haven't seen those. I've heard stories like that on the radio, he says. That's weird. So they do that in Georgia? Do what? Stuff you saw? No. Didn't see anything. Heard it on the news, on the radio. Okay. Well, you're about to be on our news, dog.
More about this predator I've caught in a moment.
They exchange phone numbers. He maps his route out. And now he's going to drive all the way from the Atlanta area to our sting house in Harris County. Almost 2 hours away. And here he comes. James Klein.
Dell's going to go out and try and get him. He's looking for a black female, so we're trying to pull this out.
Klein shows up in his SUV. And we have an issue. Again, we didn't have a decoy who was black. And so now Dell is going to go to the door and call him in without him seeing that she's white. We're about to see how this works out.
I got to throw my laundry in, but I made you tea.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
That's right. Dell says she's got to throw her laundry in, but she made him tea. He thanks her and walks right into our kitchen. Now, I don't have a lot of time to let him sit around. I believe we had another predator perhaps on the way. And again, we didn't have a on-site decoy of color to have any sort of conversation. So I come out pretty quickly.
How you doing?
Pretty good.
Good. Why don't you have a seat right over there? Did you find the place okay?
Huh?
Did you find the place okay?
No, I didn't.
It took you a while.
Huh?
Because we're pretty far out into the country, I asked him what I asked a lot of the predators in that investigation. Did you find the place okay? His answer is kind of weird. He's anxious. He's not sure quite what this is, but it's not good.
You get lost?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Why are you here tonight?
I don't know what you're talking about.
I don't know what you're talking about. That's about as much as I'm going to get from James Klein, unfortunately.
You don't know what I'm talking about?
No.
And with that, he pops up out of his stool, goes to the front door and leaves. He's not going to get very far. Harris County deputies, detectives, and federal agents are waiting outside.
He may be able to run away from us, but because Georgia authorities believe his chat log showed intent to have sex with a minor, he's arrested.
And off goes Mr. Klein. Now, he's not so happy now, but earlier on a recorded phone conversation with a perverted justice decoy posing as Natasha, the 15-year-old girl, he's all happy-go-lucky. Now, he expresses some concerns, but you'll hear in the conversation he's got this very disturbing laugh.
This is Jim.
Hey, it's Natasha.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, what's up?
Just getting back from lunch.
Cool. What'd you have for lunch?
Chinese food.
Cool, was it good?
Yeah, it was real good. I had regulars at this place, and I told them, he said, what do you want today? I said, I don't know, just make me something.
Klein talks about his very enjoyable lunch, Chinese food, from a place where he's a regular, made him something special today.
Yeah, so he brought some stuff to me. It was good. It was a pepper steak, and he fixed it a little bit different way.
Hmm. Well, that's good that I know you like that.
Yeah, oh yeah.
So, what's up? Are you still going to come around tonight?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Is that all right?
Yeah, I want to take it. It'll be fun.
I'm sorry?
Yeah, it'll be fun.
What time? Yeah, we just got out of the truck.
Oh, okay, because the phone sounded funny. I'm sorry.
Oh, it did? Oh, okay.
At first, he's a little anxious about discussing details because he's with some coworkers, but they're soon going to set up the actual meeting.
I'll see you inside. Are you going to the site?
Yeah,
I'm gonna. Okay. I will tell you, I'm a little bit I don't know.
He starts to express his concerns about coming over.
Just the fact that the age difference.
Well, I don't care about your age if you don't care about mine.
I know, but there's a little bit of a legal issue there too. You know,
it's not like I'm going to go telling it to people.
Yeah.
I don't want to get busted either. I mean, I'll get like beat down.
What's that?
Somebody finds out. I'll get like beat down if somebody finds out.
You say you don't care if you what?
I said I'll get beat down if somebody finds out. So I'm not going to be going and telling anybody.
You say you'll get beat down?
Yeah.
Why?
Because I'll be in trouble. I can't get caught. I mean.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, you'll get in trouble, but I'll go to jail.
I don't know. I might get killed.
I'll go to jail, and I'll be a registered sex offender for the rest of my life.
Well, I don't think that's going to happen.
Oh, yes, it is. I'll go to jail, and I'll be a registered sex offender for the rest of my life. His big laugh. That's exactly what's going to happen.
If what you've heard shocks you so far, join us back in a moment.
So, but do you want me to call you later tonight or something?
Yeah. Now, we were talking about me being down there around 7?
Yeah.
Okay. And, I'm sorry?
Is that still okay with you?
Yeah, I think I can be down there around that time.
Now, remember, the decoy posing as the 15-year-old girl says she can get in a lot of trouble as well if she gets caught. That seems to ally his fears, but he knows full well what he is doing is wrong. What he's doing could land him in prison and on the registered sex offender list. This goes back to what I'm saying is he's smart. He just can't control his desire to have sex with a child. Even as a married man with 3 children, one of whom is the same age as his target.
And we're talking about me staying there?
Yeah, if you want.
Okay. Well, what do you want to do?
I don't care. Whatever you want is fine with me. As long as it's not boring, I want to have fun.
Listen to the laugh. Now, he's going to talk about bringing movies on DVD and spending the night, but he's careful about the sexual details in this phone conversation. He already crossed the line long before this in his online chat where the crime was actually committed. But you can tell by this laugh, or at least I can tell, I believe, from his laugh, that he's just very, very, very excited to fulfill this fantasy. He can't wait.
Like what kinds of things you want to do?
I don't know. Well, when you first get here, I'll probably give you a hug and a kiss or something like that.
Okay.
I mean, unless you don't want me to give you a kiss.
No, I do. I mean, you know, why wouldn't I?
Because she's 15? How about that? Home alone? Vulnerable?
What are you up to today?
Not much. Just chilling.
What time is it?
It's, I guess it's like after 1 a little bit. I have to go look at my clock.
Yeah, it's about 1:15.
Okay.
So your mom must have just left.
Yeah.
Now he already knows the mom has to go, leaving Natasha alone. Has to go to work.
When do you want me to call you later?
Why don't you call me? See, because I'm going to be down there around 7 or so. See, it all depends on when I can get out of here. I mean, you realize that.
Yeah.
And so, you know, it may be a little bit later, if that's okay.
Yeah, that's cool.
Now, he has this conversation like he's talking to an adult, as if that somehow mitigates what he's actually trying to pull off here.
Call me around 6.
Okay.
And I would, you know, and that way I can let you know, like, hey, no, I haven't left yet. It's going to be around this time. Or yeah, hey, I'm on my way down. And, you know, like around 6 or 6, call me around 6 or 6:30.
Okay. Well, I'm going to go use the bathroom.
Okay.
And get some good clothes on, but I'll call you later, around 6, I guess.
Yeah, that'd be good. I just, you know, like I said, I'd after, you know, it was last night, you know, I was laying in bed and I was like, oh, you know, oh man, you know, I could get in a lot of trouble.
He even talks about how he's thought about this over and over again, getting into trouble.
Because I told you, you know, I've heard about, you know, people getting in trouble for that. You know, they show up. They don't do anything. They show up and it's a sting and they get the handcuffs thrown on them and boom, they're registered offender for the rest of their life.
Huh. Well, I don't know what to tell you except I'm not gonna do that.
Okay.
She's not, but the Harris County Sheriff's detectives will.
Well, I guess I'll call you later and you're going to go back to work?
You know, I really don't want to. I really don't. I mean, I just don't have any motivation.
Then he talks about how he doesn't want to go back to work, but he has to wrap up his day so he can go down and visit a 15-year-old girl. Now, as you know, Klein refused to speak to me, but he did talk to Harris County detectives once they brought him in. And the detective asks Klein one of the very questions I would have asked. How would you feel if this happened to one of your children?
How would you feel if this was your 15-year-old or your 11-year-old or your 13-year-old? How would you feel?
I'd feel awful.
That's it? Just awful?
No, I mean,
you pretty much down here tonight, 100 miles away from home, to do what you're gonna do and damage this child's mind for the rest of her life. Sex, maybe sex to you, but to this child, 15, she's gotta live with this for the rest of her life.
And Klein actually does admit he was planning on staying the night.
I was gonna leave tomorrow morning.
Where were you gonna stay at?
She said I could stay there. She said the house, says it was a big house.
Where were you going to sleep at? Did y'all discuss any of those options there?
No.
And you brought four movies and you arrived at 9:30 at night?
Yes.
You going to stay up all night watching movies?
Yeah. I mean, you know, if she wanted to watch all four, we would have watched all four.
Would you have done anything else if she wanted to do anything else?
It was talked about.
Yeah, it was talked about. Sex was talked about, Mr. Klein. And then Klein starts coming up with an excuse about his very sexually charged chat. He tells the detective that he had had a couple glasses of wine before he got online that night, seems to blame his behavior on that. But it was the next day, and apparently sober, that he showed up at our sting house.
I was seriously considering not even coming down here, and I was just saying, you know, I just don't feel comfortable about this. I don't feel good about this. I just don't think it's a good idea.
Klein ultimately pleaded guilty to attempted child molestation and attempted sodomy. He received a sentence, as many of the men in Georgia did, of 10 years in prison, 5 of which had to be served. He did get out on probation, which he completed successfully, but he will be a registered sex offender for the rest of his life. That's Georgia. That's justice. We tried to track down James Klein for comment. We were unable to do so. Mr. Klein, if you hear this, I'd like to hear from you. As far as we can tell, he's still living and working in Georgia. We're unclear as to what happened to his marriage. More of our story in a moment. As you know, I like to hear from you. And this week's question comes from Allison. And Allison, I'll apologize to you right up front, and I'll share this with you listeners. Allison has submitted this question 3 times, and it's not made it onto the podcast until now. When I realized she had submitted it 3 times, I moved it to the top of the list just today, the day of this recording. And so here it is.
Hi, Chris. My name is Allison, and I am from Bloomington, Indiana. And my question for your podcast is, I've heard on a couple of different episodes how you said before the Predator showed up that you had ran their background check, that you had already know what they do for a living, etc. I'm just wondering how you guys knew that before they showed up. I would assume that the decoy didn't ask for their last name in the chat because that would seem a little suspicious. So I'm just wondering how you were able to run their background and stuff before they showed up. Thank you, and I'm a huge fan of the podcast.
Thank you, Allison. There are a number of ways to get somebody's information. Many times the predators will give their cell phone number, and we have the ability to track that backwards. There are a few other ways that are more proprietary for law enforcement, and we don't want to give everything away, but sometimes it's as easy as just tracing a cell phone number back to get a guy's name and address or potentially a vehicle. It's one of the benefits of collaborating with law enforcement is that we can get that information. And it's not always 100% accurate, Allison, but usually it's enough to figure out the rest of the puzzle. So if we can get a name, we can pull up a driver's license, perhaps. And then we can figure out what kind of a car he might have registered to his name. It's different in every state, but at least we get some sort of a sense of who we're dealing with. We can run a criminal background check. Again, it's not 100%. And that's why, you know, there's so much tension in the air every time a predator walks into the sting house. That's why I always ask them to take their hands out of their pockets. That's why we try to have some sort of a barrier set up if I'm going to talk to the predator before he's put in custody. But it's a great question. And thank you, Allison, for submitting it 3 times. The 3rd time's a charm, I guess. If you want to reach out to me or find me, you can do so on Instagram, official Chris Hansen, Twitter at Chris Hansen, all over Facebook, TikTok, Have a Seat with Chris Hansen. And as always, at chris@predatorpodcast.com. Don't forget to check out Takedown with Chris Hansen on True Blue, TRUBLU. Watch trueblue.com for details. We're starting season 4 of Takedown, new Predator investigations, and so much more. Our new documentaries, including The Facebook Fiend, which I think you will find fascinating, frightening, will be out very soon. It's in editing now. In the meantime, thanks for joining me. I'll be watching and listening.